Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855. Come on, write it down, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. Once you're part of the solution, right, I'm telling you, once you get informed, you're going to have a field day with this stuff. They never have an argument for you. And now, I noticed we forgot the show today, looking through the news. I see that they're saying that the polls are closing between the Democrats and the Republicans. The Democrats look like they're going to have a chance to keep the House and take the Senate. It's like, really? That's not just wishful thinking. That's like you taking the hit off a crack pipe and then telling me what you think reality is. Seriously. Now, head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has gone out of his way to help us out the best he can. And, well, best he can. I mean, seriously, you get 50%, 60% off some of the products there just by using promo code Joe. MyPillow.com. And in on your checkout, because you're going to see the prices, you're going to go, oh, my God, I'm not paying $100 for slippers. Yeah, then you use the promo code and watch what happens. Right? It's really that easy. Or you can send me an email at joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. You know those wonderful activists that love the planet so much? Right? Well, apparently they're running around. And they're slashing tires. In New York City and other places. Now, there's video to prove it. You know, they know people are watching. The UK Climate Group, whose members deflated tires on an estimated 40 vehicles in New York City, I think it was last month, they announced similar actions are going to happen across the country. Now, they call the tire extinguishers. They encourage activists to deflate tires, you know, parks, sports, utility vehicles, SUVs, to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. Now, they said it had already spread to Chicago, San Francisco. Individuals affiliated with the group have deflated the tires of 20 SUVs in Chicago, another 20 in Scranton, Pennsylvania, more in San Francisco. I mean, it just goes on and on and on the list. Here's the deal, though. Do they realize what it takes? Right? I mean, there are rubber. There are such things as rubber trees. There's factories that have to put these things together. Do they really think they're doing themselves a favor? Do they think, because, you know, I'm going to go buy more new tires. I'm going to hit my insurance company up for the money for the tires, and that'll be it. And then she went on to say it can happen anytime, anywhere. If you're reading this and you own an SUV, scrap it before we get to you. Isn't that nice of them? Anyway, they gave, I guess it was Fox News they sent something to. And it's from tire extinguishers, right? It says the tire extinguishers want to see bans on SUVs in urban areas. Pollution levels to, to lax SUVs out of experience. I don't even understand what the word they use there. And massive investment in free comprehensive public transport. Right. Because we have so much money to play with. The group explained that it aims to take SUVs out of service because they're a disaster for our health, our public safety, and our climate. Bigger and bigger cars are dominating our town. Well, are they talking about like the big SUVs or the little SUVs? You know, really, bigger and bigger cars are dominating our towns and cities, and we're all so privileged few. Can't flaunt their wealth. Governments and politicians have failed to protect us from this danger. We must do it ourselves. Right. By breaking the law, damaging other people's property. I can see how that makes sense, don't you? On the site, the group provides tips for activists to quickly deflate tires and a leaflet that can be printed and left on the targeted vehicles. The document asks the victims to not take it personally. That they're, well, how am I supposed to take it? You went after my tires. The guy behind me's still running. He's still got all his tires. They said they won't exclude electric vehicles from their actions. The cars also have a major carbon footprint. Well, not according to the electric car owners. The group's spokesperson sent out an email from an EV owner located in San Francisco complaining their vehicle was targeted and demanded compensation. Oh, sure, I'm sure they'll step right up, don't you? Don't you love this stuff? And they don't care whether you have electric vehicles or not, right? Think. They're targeting all SUVs. Now, see, I don't get this. They're targeting all SUVs because of their carbon footprint, but yet the electric cars are not supposed to have as much of a carbon footprint. They're telling us they do. I'm so confused. I don't even know where to go with that. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Biden did it again. Well, he never stopped doing it, really. He had a Holocaust gaffe during his Israel visit. I mean, the guy is just amazing. Does anybody feel him in on anything ahead of time? Or they just let him go in there blind and hang himself? Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script.
Listen, let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled, and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Back, Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You know, say it all the time. Hit the JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. A lot to be discussed. A lot to run into. The Joe Biden, God bless. Definitely the, what do we call him? The gift that keeps on giving. Right? So he visited Israel. Now he gets to add another entry to long list of gaffes. He said that we must keep alive the honor of the Holocaust. Right? He made this plug shortly after touching down. He's going to be there for 2 days. But that one there, everybody's like, oh, okay, I'm cutting some slack, yada, yada, yada. And I'm going, no. Why? Why do you have to? I mean, this is something he should have been practicing on the plane, made sure he understood the speech, and he wasn't going to screw it up. But nobody seems to want to hold his feet to the fire. It's only a couple seconds long. Take a listen. Maybe. Let's see. Come on, Joey.
They invested their time.
Yeah, you know what? It always does this to me. Anyway, you're in Israel. You'd think you would know. You would think you'd have a clue, right?
Later today, I will once more return to the hollow ground of Yad Vashem to honor 6 million Jewish lives who were stolen in the genocide and continue, which we must do every day, continue to bear witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust, witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust, witness. To keep alive the truth and honor of the Holocaust, horror of the Holocaust.
I don't even know where to go with this. Right? To keep alive the truth and the honor of the Holocaust. Now, listen, I realize everybody makes mistakes. I realize the president's going to make mistakes. But really, the truth behind this, most presidents, most people, would read over the speech once or twice, make sure they have an understanding of it, know what's in it. But I mean, in my brain, I would think, I would hope, if I saw the word honor in a speech about the Holocaust, I think I'd stop and think about it, wouldn't you? Are we honoring those who lost their lives in the fight? To say you honor the Holocaust is pretty big. Anyway, you know, again, I'm not gonna play the game we're gonna beat up for an hour. So later, the president visited Yad Vashem, a memorial to honor the Holocaust victims in Jerusalem. He did wear a skull cap, or truly what's called a yarmulke. I don't know why. Whatever. All right. The two Marines placed a wreath on the stone crypt containing the ashes of the Holocaust victims. And Biden listened as the cantor recited the remembrance prayer. The visit marked Biden's first visit to the Middle East since taking office. Now, the president is expected to offer anxious Israel leaders strong reassurance of his determination to stop Iran's growing nuclear program. How? Right? How? How's he going to do it? Got a plan. It's nothing new. They have no plan. Right? The U.S. and Israel are expected Thursday to unveil a joint declaration cementing their close military ties and strengthening the past calls to make military action halt Iran's nuclear program. They've had chances to halt this program a dozen times. Right? I mean, come on, think about it. So, Israel should be treated like the best ally we have. They really should. This is ridiculous. They've been there to support us all along for years. I would just leave them alone and let them deal with Iran on their own. I mean, support them, but let them do what they need to do. I mean, these guys are fantastic at this kind of thing. So let them deal with it. Their intelligence is fantastic. It's just amazing. AOC.
Did you ever live or serve at Camp Lejeune?
AOC. Oh, my God. AOC and team. Boy, they're not working together tonight, are they? AOC and team took another hit today. Progressives lose the defense bill battle to expand military abortions. But, man, they won in a whole bunch of other areas. Progressive Democrats were sidelined Wednesday in their bid to expand abortion within the military. See, what they were hoping to do is make it available on military bases everywhere And that way there, that opened it up to, you know, private people coming on the base and getting those abortions. Republicans say the Congress and the White House are nevertheless successfully prioritizing woke ideology. You know, none of this stuff really should be dealt with in the military. Military is all about break and fix, right? Let's blow it up and let's, you know, let them fix themselves, or we'll fix them. Members of the Congressional Caucus moved aggressively in recent days to insert partisan priorities, including abortion, into the National Defense Authorization Act, the NDAA. Now, the must-pass bill sets military policy spending levels for the Pentagon and other agencies in the country. Because I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it until our federal budget is equitable distributed. Barbara Lee, a California Democrat, she said more guns and tanks are no use to Americans without housing, education, or health care. Guns and tanks are no use to Americans. I mean, listen to this comment. Without housing, education, or health care. We're talking about the military. They do have health care. They do have housing. But they need guns and tanks to keep us safe. They need guns and tanks, well, for the missions they go out on. The majority of Democrats don't agree with that terminology, I hope, I believe. An amendment to allow abortions to be conducted on a military basis was blocked from getting a vote on the floor by the House Rules Committee. That panel, closely controlled by the Democrat leadership. Similarly, an amendment that would have allowed the Pentagon to use tax dollars to fund abortions was also tabled. Table does not mean we win, or even that it's gone. So I'm a senior host. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Would you like to have an abundance of energy without stimulants? Did you know that if you can remove 95% of the toxins from your body and eliminate excessive inflammation, that your cells become younger? This results in more energy, endurance, and a sharper mind. The majority of your body's ability to detoxify and eliminate excessive inflammation is dependent upon intracellular glutathione production. Toxins and aging combine to shut down glutathione production, making supplementation mandatory. But supplemental glutathione does not work. The most effective means of increasing intracellular glutathione production is by consuming two peptides called gamma glutamylcysteine and cysteine. There's only one food in nature that supplies both of these peptides in high concentration. That food is non-denatured whey protein concentrate. The only non-denatured whey protein on the market is Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestweyprotein.net. That's bestweyprotein.net.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Soaring inflation is a clear and present danger to our economy. So said Senator Joe Manchin, and he was asked if President Biden was right to say the latest figures were outdated.
I would hope that he was right and that we wouldn't be, but that's the same people that might have given him information saying it was transitory.
The West Virginia Democrat is key to passing anything in the evenly divided Senate. He said the latest Consumer Price Index report is cause for serious concern. The CPI jumped 9.1% for the 12 months that ended in June. The White House is calling on Russia to release forcefully deported Ukrainians. The Biden administration's accusations count as war crimes, according to a statement from Secretary of State Anthony Blinken. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna hell.
We are back.
Baby, baby,
I'm back. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conference, and just listening to the show. I get it. Got a lot going on, lot to keep up on right now. And I know a lot of you are busy and you're worried about what's going to happen in the economy, what's going to happen coming up here soon. Look, guys, I'm not going to be the bearer of bad news. Some of you missed it last night. I had Eric Hallaby on me, the financial expert. We were talking a little bit about really what's going to happen with the way inflation is going, what the Fed's going to have to do, and what that means to you. Me, you, and whoever. So just, you know, understand that all this has an effect on you, and you can circumvent some of it. God, I tell you, I'm in California. My car was about empty. I think it was about 19 gallons of gas today. And I threw 19 gallons of gas in. Matter of fact, I wasn't even thinking. I put the hose in there. I got back on the phone. And it was $143. Now, I don't drive that far. You know, my car is a bit of a gas guzzler. And I don't drive that much, therefore, thank God. But if I had to go to work every day, actually drive 20 miles, 30 miles to work or whatever, I'd be in a world of hurt. It's a lot of money. So, you know, again, I wish you'd go back and listen to the last night's show and or third hour. Or I'll bring it back on again. It's no big deal. So talk about how the the government felt the need, the progressives actually, felt the need to put more money into the military for abortions. Now, the Maroney representative from California said that, hey, more guns and tanks are no use to Americans. Really? Without housing, education, or health care. Right. Because the most important thing, when the enemy's coming at you to kill your kids and wife, the only thing on your mind is, I wonder if my health insurance is up to date. Really? Thank God, though. You got to give credit to where credit's due, people. Right? The majority of Democrats did not agree with that. Okay? An amendment to allow abortion to be conducted on a military basis was blocked by the Rules Committee. Thank God somebody stuck up for them. This needs to be a bipartisan House Rules Committee, Chairman Jim McGovern, a Democrat out of Massachusetts, said. Progressives, likewise, will likely fail to achieve their long-held goal of cutting defense spending while too... Look, listen to what they want to do. They want to cut defense spending, right? They want to cut money to the police department. They want to cut money to jails. They want to get rid of SCOTUS. And we're the crazy ones. Right? We're the ones that are out of our minds. Now, hopefully, this keeps up, and they don't win. There's two amendments which would defense spending flat at $778 billion, or cut, which, you know what, we left $80 billion worth of equipment behind. Right? For the Taliban. Wasn't that nice of us? Just amazing. They want to cut it by $100 billion. The House is poised to advance a bill that guarantees nearly $840 billion for the Defense Department, $30 billion more than even the White House initially proposed. Senior Democrats said the boost was required to compensate for rising fuel prices, inflation, as well as military economic fallout of Russia's invasion of Cuba. I love this, though. Rising gas prices, rising fuel prices, right? And... they see it there, but they can't see it for the average American. They can't help out the average American. The Russian invasion of Ukraine altered what our national security posture and what our defense posture needs to be. Said, look, they need to put a bunch of these tanks down by the southern border. You want to talk about security, national security? The fentanyl coming over that border is an assault on national security. The kids that are dying because of what's coming over that border are an assault on national security. It's just amazing. Republicans were quick to argue, however, that just because Progressive failed to secure wins in the bill does not mean it's a good deal overall. Many Republicans excoriated the bill for indulging woke ideology, especially pertaining to climate change and gender. Now, the NDAA prioritizes the military transition away from fossil fuels to electric vehicles and earmarks money for NATO allies to bolster climate resilience. Look, they should not, the military, should not be spending billions of dollars of their time on worrying about how much pollution they're putting in the air. Those vehicles need to be strong. They need to be able to last a long time. What are you going to do if one of them goes bad? At least when a vehicle runs out of gas any other way, right, you can take a tanker out there and you can fill it up with gas. What are you going to do when the battery dies? Help me out. Help me understand. What are you going to do when the battery dies? Yeah, you get this, like, rapid, I don't know, rapid charger for a car? Really? It also creates a gender advisory task force. It never stops with these people. Everything is about gender and race. Gender and race, gender and race, gender and race. The bill directs the Defense Department to create a pilot program to research and develop plant-based proteins and other alternatives to meat and poultry. So in other words, let's take the steak away from the men and women because we know it's better for them. There's so much of this woke stuff going on. I can't wait till we get somebody with two brain cells that actually work back in D.C., back into the White House. Furthermore, the bill creates a special grant program to train foreign militaries on how to recruit women, how to combat sexual harassment, while allowing the Pentagon to pick up the tab for foreign officers. Now, Representative Chip Roy, Texas Republican, he's a leader in the Freedom Caucus. He complained that the bill did not take measures to prohibit enforcement of President Biden's vaccine mandate. Right? Now, the mandate's implementation has been blocked in the private sector by the Supreme Court. There are still 40,000 unvaccinated troops in the Army. They've been barred from taking part in federally funded exercise maneuvers. This is wrong. They're worried about the vaccine shot. These guys have been involved. They've been active this whole time, and they've been fine. It needs to stop. Anyway, Mike Rogers, the the top Republican on the House Armed Services Committee. He said the process would see partisan priorities stripped out for the NDAA to secure 10 Republicans needed to pass the Senate. So they're using their numbers. They're using their clout to actually make something happen. I'm going to go buy me a lottery ticket. What do you think? If they're willing to work like that. She's another brain surgeon. Senator Hirono is under fire for her remarks on the Constitution. She went on to say, who the heck would know what our founding fathers meant? Which shows you I'm not even sure she's ever read a book on our founding fathers. I'm not so sure she's done anything in that light. And she would exactly know what they wanted, what they were looking for, what they believed to be truth. She's a Democrat out of Hawaii. She's taking heat for remarks arguing that there's no way to identify the founding fathers' thoughts on key issues when interpreting the Constitution. But here's the deal. You don't have to do that. You can go read their writings. You can read letters they wrote to each other, letters they wrote to themselves. They, you know, back then, they used to journal things. They used to have diaries. Yeah, men had diaries, too. Right? It was for them to help them to remember their thoughts. Help them think things through. When you write stuff down, it has a bigger impact, apparently. Now, that comment came during a Tuesday Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Right? And this is after the Supreme Court decision on Dobbs versus Jackson. Now, they went crazy in the comments with critics noting the Constitution's straightforward language and using the Federalist Papers as another example of what the founders thought. We don't research anymore. We don't need to. You can Google it. Google can decide what they're going to tell you, what they're going to reveal to you. Right? They beat her up. They said she was the dumbest, the most unread member of Congress, which I agree with. Unread member of Congress, although there's a couple of them. A couple of them give her a run for her money. Joe Mancini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with this craziness right after the break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of Trustlink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Always a pleasure having you with me. 855-ROGUE-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, and being involved, and being engaged. We're talking about the craziness behind Senator Matsu Hirono out of Hawaii. Senator. Speaking of reporters on Capitol Hill, she was talking about there's no way we could know what the Founding Fathers were thinking. There's no way we can know their take on certain issues. And immediately jumped on by many, asking if she ever read the Federalist Papers. Have you ever read anything that the Founding Fathers wrote? Letters to each other? Some of their journals? Probably not. Now, the host of a show called Postcard, Dan O'Donnell, he sounded off as well. He said, people who know just, you know what? People who know read. Right? But you got to give her, you know, I mean, she had a point, right? Shouldn't they put it in a document somewhere? where we might be able to find it, read it. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Former Republican Rhode Island congressional candidate Bob Lancia slammed her auto, saying that they should be embarrassed. Her remarks, you know, I don't know why we don't require. I know some of you won't agree with me. How about you take a same citizen test that immigrants have to take? How can you serve in Congress in any capacity when you don't even know what the Constitution says? How it works. It's not a long document. It's not like it's a 200-page read. Former Republican Rhode Island Congressman, congressional candidate Bob Lancia, he slammed Hirono. He says she should be embarrassed for her remarks. Now, he's considered a Georgia Law Cabinet Republican. He said that, you know, her reading comprehension must be at zero, almost non-existent. Virginia House of Delegates member Nick Freitas and Dr. Sebastian Gorka, deputy assistant to former President Trump, they also spoke up. Gorka, who's less subtle than a lot of other people, he accused Hirono of being just dumb as a box of rocks. Well, you have to at some point in time be willing to say that. You know, they know where to get the information. They know how to get the information. How do these people on a regular basis say it's not constitutional when they do absolutely nothing to study the Constitution? Now, I realize you can't make a rule that says, you know, you can't be in Congress unless you know the Constitution. It should be automatic. But the Constitution, yeah, that piece of paper they never read, doesn't allow you to put caveats like that in. But I don't, it's getting to the point where if you don't know it, you don't understand it, you don't know where it's coming from in certain issues, why? Now, Freitas contrarily employed sarcasm in his writing. He said only if they had written down perhaps, in numerous books, articles, journals, the nature of the arguments and why they were making them. I mean, how do you... all right, guys, so think about this. How do you swear an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution of these United States and not knowing what they say? Not understanding what they say, actually. Right? Couldn't have. There's no way. I mean, this highlights... well, it highlights first that they're a liar. Because how do you support and defend the United States or the Constitution when you don't even know what it is? So you know they're lying because, hey, they don't even know what it means. I don't know. It truly, truly, truly never stops. And they don't realize, you know, again, when you've got squad members saying that Congress should get rid of the Supreme Court, how? How would they do that? It's specific to the Constitution. How would they do that? And they wouldn't get rid of it. They want to wipe it out so they can restart it their way. Yeah, you heard me. University of Washington professor, he sued the school now. He says free speech has been violated. It has been. I know the story. Now, again, it's funny how everybody has freedom of speech, teachers included, except when they're conservative. This professor argued they violated free speech after he challenged the university's request that he include a Native American land acknowledgement on his syllabus. So they told him how to write it now, how to teach the class. Stuart Riggs is a computer science and engineering teacher professor. He faces disciplinary action from the university after the school encouraged professors to include a statement in their syllabus acknowledging Native Americans' ownership of the university land. Right? They termed the university's indigenous land acknowledgement statement. What makes the situation such is newsworthy and troubling is that the rule prohibited state infringement of free speech rights. Right? This has been settled for decades. Cases such as these come up all the time. Why? Because people in academia, they don't... look, just because somebody's a professor doesn't mean they're smart. Because somebody's got a degree or been through college doesn't mean they're smart. Right? These come up all the time. People in the world, or in the work field of academia especially, they're in such a bubble they can't even fathom that their pet social justice initiatives could possibly be trumped by higher values. There are no, I keep telling you this, there are no higher values. They are it. They're at the top. They're the smartest person in the room. Meg's included a dissenting statement on the syllabus that challenges students and fellow faculty to think about the utility and the performance nature of land acknowledgement statements. I mean, this is him pushing back. And not just calling them names like they like to do. They like just to call you names. Tell you what a homophobic, racist you are. You'll have to say, I acknowledge that the labor theory of the property, the Coast Salish people can claim historical ownership of almost none of the land currently occupied by the university. He wrote that they could not claim ownership of virtually any of the land under John Locke's theory of property. Oh, he wants them to think. It's very simple. It's a simple First Amendment case where the university encourages professors to include land acknowledgments, and they suggest progressive version of it. I include a more conservative version of it. And they freaked out. And he's right. That's exactly. They don't argue back. They don't want to sit down and work it out with you. They want to sit down and tell you what an idiot you are, and that they're going to fire you if you keep opening your mouth. University said the statement proved disruptive to instructions. You know, and Reagan said that he had reviewed his syllabus in the class on the first day without any incident. He went through it with the students and didn't have a problem. These are these people thinking that they're offended. They don't know any better. You almost got to feel sorry for them. You see them sometimes out in front of stores, kind of wandering around aimlessly. Not really either remembering what they were there for, how much they should pay for something, what colors go with what they can or can't say. That's what I find really interesting. And then the university went on to open a disciplinary investigation into Regis. And it's ongoing and it's open. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It was clear they wanted a particular kind of land acknowledgement. It's just amazing. Never stops. See, they want to lay it out for you, whether it's true or not. They wanted to lay it out for these kids and have them buy into it, have them agree to it. Yeah, I don't get it. It was clear they wanted a personal kind of acknowledgement. He went on to say there was a particular view of American history that they wanted you to affirm, that they wanted the kids to know, that they wanted to put out there. They wanted to make sure that the kids understood that the United States is evil and that we stole land from Native tribes. So he said, I took them up on his suggestion. I included one. I knew they wouldn't like it because it didn't match the view of their history. So, again, do we teach the truth no matter what? Or do you teach what the heretics want you to teach? Which one do you do? Anyway, this is I'm reading this thing thinking to myself, hey, I can't go on with this. They make you throw up. See, they believe, strictly, they believe, the bottom line with it is that if they believe it to be true, it has to be true. They don't have to have proof. Right? They don't have to have any proof. And the First Amendment, well, technically and really, even yelling fire in a theater is not against the First Amendment, but it just makes common sense when you can use common sense. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Joe Messina Show. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.
Three, two, one.